from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Anguilla's elections featuring almost as many independent candidates as political party hopefuls. Another impasse between Trinidad's president and the government, and a period of fierce hurricanes being predicted. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Independent candidates could play a major role in the kind of coalition that emerges out of the March 3rd general election in Anguilla. Out of 18 nominated candidates, 8 are running as independents. Chief Minister Hubert Hughes' Anguilla United Movement is fielding 2 candidates in the 7-seat race.
Mr. Hughes, as the most likely returned candidate for his district, will be back in the House of Assembly. But given the prevailing mood of the people, I really do not see him as being back in the seat of power.
Lawyer and keen observer of political developments, Bernice Lake. More from her in a moment. Mr. Hughes' opponents include the Anguilla National Alliance of Opposition leader Osborne Fleming, which has teamed up with Victor Banks' Anguilla Democratic Party. Known as the United Front, these two parties are contesting 4 seats, the ANA 3 and the ADP 1. Queen's Counsel Bernice Lake, who's keeping a close eye on the campaign, supports newcomers' movement for grassroots democracy led by...